Letzte Woche in Chedish Nissen, Zman of Geula, what does Pesach mean for us? Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim, something that in our minds sometimes we question, it's something that happened a long time ago. What does it have to do with me today, 3,000 years later? What is my association with Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Torah Kedoshah, it says, Kel Mitzio Mi Mitzrayim. The Torah Kedoshah says, Kel Mitzio Mi Mitzrayim. The Rechaim HaKodesh already says that the Pasuk talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim in Hoive, not in Ova, which really means to tell us that Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nitzchis. Rashi in Chumash twice or three times brings the Teres Koinim, Amanaskein Yetzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi tells us, I took you out ala Tznai from Eretz Mitzrayim. The Sosemes opens our eyes to a very poshut nekuda. The din by a Tznai is that you make a Tznai. If you don't keep the Tnai, the Maisa is bottled. That means that the Torah Kedoshah tells us, if Rashi says that Amanas Kein Yitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that if you don't keep the Tnai, you're in Mitzrayim again. So we realize that we could be in Mitzrayim, even today, we could be in Mitzrayim. Because the minute we don't keep the Tnaim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, we can be in Mitzrayim. So if so, we have to understand what is Mitzrayim, what means that we go out of Mitzrayim, and what does it mean for us that Pesach by night we could relive the Geula, and we have an ability to take the jump that they took, we have the ability to take that same jump from one Madrega to a Madrega a lot higher than us, and go out of our own Mitzrayim. I think there are two Nekudas to bring out what Mitzrayim is. And Svarim HaGedoshim point out that in Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golos. We believe Be'emunah Shleima that Shas is not just a juggling of different sugyas. Every Mesechta is set up with a Seder, an order. I heard from Afaz Lachayin Avirachah. You look at night, up to the stars. Somebody doesn't know anything, he'll say the stars are haphazard. What we say every night is Ma'ariv, Mesader Es HaKechovim. Every Kechov is with a Seder. Ravina and Ravasi were Mesader Shas. That means it's with a Seder. Everything is in the right place. The first two Baladim Mesechtes Pesachim talk about Dibur, about Kedushas HaDibur, and about Nekius of Dibur. That means that that's what Pesach is about. Pesach is about going out of Dibur. Let me tell you a word from Heilige Rav Shetzerov that I think everybody will chop his pilus from and be able to say it over, and maybe it'll make a reshim on him. Shas starts with an endemem, with a poshutamem, may emesai. Shas ends with an endemem, basholim. What does that teach us? The Gemara says that the two mems, the Gemara Shabbos Kovdal, Damad Aleph, the two mems are maimer psuach and maimer sosom. There's two dibur, there's a dibur of open and a dibur of closed. Means talking and being quiet. If you'll test yourself to say a mem you have to open your mouth and close your mouth. For the beginning of the mem you open your mouth, for the end of the mem you close your mouth. That means a poshut mem is dibur, and the mem is shtika. Shas starts with a mem and ends with a mem to teach you. Dibur was made to talk Torah. You finish Torah, the dibur shuts down. That's why Shah starts with a mem and the end of mem. Mitzrayim, if you realize, is a mem and an end of mem with the Yetzer in the middle. That's what Mitzrayim is all about. The Yetzer gets in between the open man and the end of mem. And that's where the Yetzer gets into. We lost our whole sensitivity, what Dibur means. I grew up with my mother, Allah Asholem. Never in her life did she ever tell me to go eat supper. Never in her life did she tell me to go to sleep. She told me to go make a bracha. She told me to go learn Krishna. You know, tell me what's the difference? It's the difference between day and night. It's a difference between day and night. It's a difference between your life turns around the Eibishter, or your life turns around what the world turns around Gashmis. Depends if your Dibur is an Eidele Dibur, or your Dibur is not an Eidele Dibur. We're not talking about talking what you're not allowed to talk about. That's not discussion. That's not up for discussion, talking Diburim that are also to talk. That's below the level that we are. We're going above that level, taking the Dibur, and be Mekadish the Dibur, taking the Dibur to an elevation. We have a Lashon that's called in Chazal, Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Because the Heilig is Prach. For whatever reason the Rishonim give on the meaning of Lashon HaKodesh, in all meanings end up one thing, that it's a Lashon of Kedusha, different than all other languages, which that's the language of a Yid. The language of a Yid is a language of Kedusha. Because what is a person? What is a person? The Pasuk says, Vayitza Hashem Elokim es ha'olam ofer min adama, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, vayi adam lenefesh chaya. Their Targum says, l'ruach mamalala. That's what a person is, dibur. A person is dibur. We live in a world that our dibur gets affected, maybe infected, by whatever the world is talks. What used to be obsolete no, is today not so bad, or maybe accepted. What's today called nivul peh was once never even heard of. What's today called accepted dibur was 20 years ago nivul peh. So our saga of what language is all about has lost its meaning to a very big degree. So maybe we're all in Mitzrayim. Maybe we all have some shaykhis to Tumas Mitzrayim. Paray is oisyes peh ra, bad mouth. That's what Paray is. That's what Thomas Paray is. Thomas Mitzrayim, we spoke about what Thomas Mitzrayim is. Pesach, says in Arizal, is Pesach. What does Pesach mean? The mouth should talk. Samaches is Begimatria Chaim, says the Sosemis. Has to be a mouth that's Dovik in Chaim. A mouth that's Dovik in Chaim, in Diburim that are true Diburim, Diburim that are live Diburim, Diburim Teira, Diburim Tvila, Diburim that are good Diburim. That's what it is. The Pasuk says, Shomer piv ulashenai, shomer mitzaris nafshei. The Pasuk says, if you watch piv ulashenai, why is there a double lashon? So Semes brings in Pashas Tazria, Pashas Mitzera, the piv ulashenai, there's two things the person does with his mouth. He eats and he talks. Piv is the koyach achila, ulashenai is the koyach hadibur. Shomer piv ulashenai, if you watch your mouth, and piv and loshin, then what is shomer mitzaris nafshi? Then you watch it and you can keep yourself away from all the tzaras of the world. Meredik Pasik. Pasik tells you how you watch yourself from tzara. There's a Rosh Tevis found in a lot of Svarim. I never understood the Rosh Tevis until this week. Rosh Tevis means something, it's not just haphazard. Kol tzaroisam hitzilam. Kol tzara hitziloni Rosh Tevis matzah. So, why? Who says that matzah is going to save me? Mekol tzereis ha-mitzilom. Matzah is shomer piv ulashenai. Matzah is lechem shainin olav dvarim harbe. Matzah is the only achila you have a whole year that you make a beracha shekichonu mitzvahis ha-mitzivonu al achilas matzah. The only achila that's completely bekedusha that you make a beracha on it shekichonu mitzvahis ha-mitzivonu al achilas matzah. When you eat matzah, you have shomer piv ulashenai. That's why shomer mitzvahis nafshei. But that's what Pesach is about. Pesach is about Shemer Piv Ulesheine. But watching what we eat and watching what we talk. And they are both one. They are both one. The Zerakedish says, where does a person get the koyach to talk? Dvarim Betelem. Where does he get the audacity to talk Dvarim Asurim? You know where a person gets the koyach to talk altogether? From the food that he eats. And if he eats more than he has to, he talks more than he has to. If he eats what he's not allowed to eat, he talks what he's not allowed to eat and talk. Food and dibur correspond one to another. Today's generation, are we eating, has lost its edelkeit. I probably will challenge any bochur here, and he'll tell me there's no shulchan aruch on how he's supposed to eat. There's a Shulchan Aruch on how you have to eat. There's a Shulchan Aruch, I mean, you take a glass of water and you want to drink it, and how many gulps you're allowed to drink and how many gulps you're not allowed to drink it. There's a Shulchan Aruch that says black and white that you're not allowed to eat a sandwich. You're not allowed to bite into a piece of bread that's more than a kebeya. Klar Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch controls a person, everything that he does. Oyle Chaim means it's your way of life. It's not a Shulchan Aruch for 5 days a week or Shabbos or when you daven. It's a Shulchan Aruch for all day and all night. That's what Shulchan Aruch is. There was a Bacha that learned out of town in the Yeshiva Ketana. The Rebbe taught him how you put on shoes. Right shoe, then the left shoe. Tie the left shoe, then the right shoe. How you put on shoes? Out of town boy from a very modern home, went to college. He met a shiksa. He was going to marry a shiksa. Came the day of the chasana. Woke up in the morning, the day of chasana, I'm sorry to use such a word, the day of what they call a wedding. He woke up in the morning, he said, my Rebbe in first grade told me how to put on shoes. I'm going to relive a religion that teaches me how to put on shoes. He broke the engagement and left Yiddish and went back to Yiddishkeit and said, Hashem Eterim Mitzvahs. What lies in this story? It sounds like a funny story. It's not a funny story. He realized that Yiddishkeit is not a religion. Someday you go to church. Yiddishkeit is a way of life. Yiddishkeit is a way of life 24/7. If it's a way of life, I'm not giving up a way of life. Religion, I can change religions. But to change a way of life for a different religion, that doesn't go. So he came back. Shamshon Fol Hirsch, on whose smach everybody goes to college. Shamshon Fol Hirsch, turn him the cheretz. That's what Shamshon Fol Hirsch stands for. Says in Pashas Va'eira, and I beg you to take out Shamshon Fol Hirsch in English and learn it. Because I can't say it over as eloquently as it says there. Well, lekachtem eschem li la'om. Look, Rabbi Shamshon Fol Hirsch, an Englishman, there's a Protestant, English Protestant, a French Protestant, an American Protestant, because there's nationality and there's religion. My nationality is British, my religion is Protestant. My nationality is French, my religion is this. Yiddishkeit sagt der Eibishter, velakachtem eschem li la'om. Your nationality is Judaism, not only your religion. Religion, Zakrab Shamshon Fol Hirsch, means going to pray in the morning, going to pray Sunday, being religious when you're in synagogue, when you're in church. A Yid is Velakachtem Eschem Li La'om. You became my nation, your nationality, and your passport. If there's a nationality in your religion, you write Jew and Jew. That's what Yiddishkeit is. There's no such Bria in Yiddishkeit as an American Jew. Because it's a steer of the two things. It's a steer. It's an open steer, an American Jew. That's what it says in Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch. I'm saying it over in 5 lines, it's a whole page. Mir de kediburim. That's what Yitzis Mitzrayim is about. Yitzis Mitzrayim is about accepting the Ribbono Shel Olam to control my life. Accepting the Ribbono Shel Olam to control my life. Shlach HaKadosh writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, we were 210 years in Mitzrayim to become Avodim. To become Avodim. What do you mean to become Avodim? Because man, Avdus is a mentality. Today we look for freedom. Avdus is a mentality. Yiddishkeit is Avdus. We needed to be 210 years Avodim to train ourselves to be Avodim of the Eibishter. We didn't change. I think that there's a posher word to say, based on the Shlach HaKadosh, Baba Avanel says that in Mitzrayim we ate matzah because they gave us matzah to eat as Avodim. Because matzah stays long in the stomach and see, we don't have to eat again. In India, they gave Avodim matzah. That's Holach Ma'anyo, the Achola Vesona, Ba'arad the Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim. So why do we eat matzah, the Shema Ge'ula? That's his Eibish that told us the same Machal Avodim you have before, you have now. Nothing changed. You're the same Eved. You were Eved before, you Eved now. Before you ate matzah, now you eat matzah. Eved just like you were before and Eved. You just changed your Avodus. Just change your avdus. It's against everything that we think that we are. We think we're free. We think we have our own life. We don't have our own life. We're avodim. Ha'evet, nothing belongs to him. Kol ma'ashokon ha'evet kana rabbi. Yitzis Mitzrayim is anoich Hashem alekecha. I became avdei Hashem. I became avodim of the Eibishter. I want to open your eyes and tell you why there's a gzeiros gius in Eretz Yisrael. It's based on one of our lips, a word. But he didn't say what I said, what I'm saying to you, but I want you to understand clearly why there's a gzeiros gius. And the Bacha showed me that it says clear some safe in the Rashis and Zayin Oda. If we are chayalim of the Eibishter, nobody can take us to be chayalim. I want to know if any soldier b'shas maneuvers can have an open telephone by him. You'll be shot. In middle maneuvers, you have an open telephone, you're a spy. Where's your mind to talk to somebody, to text now to somebody when you're in middle maneuvers? A soldier doesn't chill out. A soldier doesn't have time for himself. A soldier sleeps in his foxhole and eats rations. That's a soldier. If our life lost being soldiers of the Eibishter, can come a Medina and tell us we have to become soldiers. It's a clear message from the Rebbeinu Shlom that we lost our focus of what we are with Tzva Hashem, with the Eibishter's army, and that's what happened when we went out of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter made us his army. Pasuk in Parshas Va'era. It says, "Es tzivoysai, es ami mim Yisrael." I took them out of Mitzrayim. Tzivoysai, my army, I took out of Mitzrayim. If we're not the army of the Eibishter, our avodas Hashem is mikre, haphazard. One day yes, one day not. A part of the yes, a part of the day not. We're not meshubit to the Eibishter as avodim and as soldiers to the Eibishter. Avodim, we could have a gzeira of soldiers. Time has come for us to wake up. Time has come for us to wake up. Why? Because the time is short. You probably know the news in the world better than me. But the world is so tumultuous. So tumultuous. A match could light a bomb. A match. All you need is one match. Whether it's Russia and Ukraine, whether it's Korea and Korea. Wherever you turn. Who's running the world? Who's running the world? Who's running the world? Normal people? Normal people? Who stands on top of America? Who's the dugma on the top of America? Who's the president of America? Somebody you could trust? Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Anybody with open eyes sees that the world is shaking. And anybody with open mind knows that when Maminim b'nei Maminim, that the Gula is around the corner. And how are we going to be there? How are we going to face Mashiach? What are you going to tell Mashiach? You know what it says in Pasuk about Mashiach? V'hirichai b'yiris Hashem. You know what that means? Lo'i b'mara'ein of Yish, but he doesn't have to look at you, he doesn't have to look at your eyes, he doesn't have to read your hands. Nothing. V'reichai, he'll smell. Hey, where are you going, guy? I can't take that smell. Get out of here. Stay from far. No kind of bizyanis that's going to be. No kind of bizyanis that's going to be. I can tell you clearly that if I don't do tshuva till he comes, I'll run the other way when he comes, because I'll be ashamed to come to him. To somebody that could look straight through you and x-ray through you every day of your life, you're ready to face him? Mashiach ben David v'reicha b'yiris Hashem, you're ready to face him? You're ready to be there? But he's around the corner, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Pesach by night is telling you. Hashata ocha l'shon abo, l'shon abo b'Yishalayim. That's what all Pesach is. It's the Muna in Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Muna in Gula Asida. And the Muna in Gula Asida means, I'm ready that he should come. Can't scream, we want Mashiach, and act like somebody that can't face him. It doesn't go together. If you want him, you have to be able to face him. You have to be able to be with Sechzen, which you all hope we'll be able to see with our own eyes. We have to be there. We need a lot of Rachman to be there. That means elevating ourselves, elevating ourselves. And Pesach is the time to elevate ourselves, to pick ourselves up. May they wish to give you the koyach to overcome all the peer pressure and all the world pressure and all what's going on around us and give yourself a pick up, a higher. be able to prepare ourselves for the Gula Asida B'mehera V'yameinu.